of that music. You know, when you hear the music, it's time to connect the dots. Connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Anderson. Hey, you can call into the show and connect the dots yourself. This is a show coming from New York City, because that's where I am. And to people everywhere, New York City is the capital of the world. This is Connect the Dots radio show, and believe me, I've got a million things to talk about. But at the same time, hey, don't forget, the phone number here is 888-627-6008. If you're listening through the internet, hey, the phone number's right up there on the page. 888-627-6008. Call in if you got something to say. Maybe all the listeners are speechless. I don't know. What do I have here? An audience of non-callers, that's all. I can deal with it. Hey, every week I ask the ETs, Galactic Federation of Light, beings from other worlds, the note creatures, not of this earth creatures, to call in. When are they going to have the fortitude to engage in radio communication? I'm sure they got a few things to say. What can I say to my ET friends out there? You're the silent type, huh? Okay. I mean, I'm sure you might be telepathic, but, try a little vocalization. There's something to it. You'll be surprised once you start talking. There is something to it. Hey, in fact, we like it here on Earth. We love to talk. But all I got to say is, hey, the invitation is here. And what can I say? I offer my love and gratitude to all the Galactic Federation of Light members who are doing the work behind the scenes to help the Earth evolve into the fifth dimension. And hopefully, we're going with the Earth into the fifth dimension. In my mind, I'm there already, but at the same time, I'm still living a physical existence here. There's a lot of loose ends that got to be put in place, and a lot of things that need to be stopped, like 5G. I talk about it every week. Come on, if you haven't looked out at your telephone pole and seen all these wires and garbage can size transformers up there, you're not paying attention, but you ought to be, because before you know it, they're going to hook the final little piece into this system before the year ends out. That's what everyone's talking, before the end of the year, it's going to happen. It could happen next month. And they're going to turn on the juice, and all of a sudden, you're not going to be feeling too well, too. And you're going to be wondering why. Well, I'm telling you why. The 5G is going to do havoc with your body, change the spin on water molecules, not to mention all the free radical damage it's going to take. Hey, look that one up, free radical damage. You ought to know it by now, what that term means. It's been around for like 50 years at least, probably, but that's what causes problems in the human body. You know, free radical damage, there's loose electrons, loose particles hitting around and causing all kinds of havoc. And when we're talking about electrons, hey, this is an educational show. You know, it's a known fact that the personality, we'll call it, him, her, the personality known as Metatron is the inventor of the electron. That's right. That information is out there. It's been out there for over 50 years. I don't know. Everybody's too busy playing video games, I guess, to pick up on this stuff. As the inventor of the electron, Metatron, the inventor of the electron. And here's something to think about. You know, one electron is all electrons. I picked that statement out of a book called The Keys of Enoch. Tremendous amount of information in that book. Talks about the Eye of Horus, talks about pyramidal energies being used to manipulate reality. Oh, it even explains how Beam Me Up, Scotty, from Star Trek is actually done. How about that? It's explaining, you know? Too bad real scientists don't read books like that. We'd all be teleporting around. Meanwhile, the secret government holds on to the technology and doesn't want to share it with us. And in fact, the first where I'm speaking now, I'm only about 15 miles from where the first teleportation event happened in the United States. That's it. I'm not going to give the secret location. Of course, it is no secret now, but if you look around, you'll find out. Within 15 miles of the island of Manhattan. That's right. New York City. That's where the first teleportation event happened. I think it was from here, nearby, to California. You can look that up. Google it. It's probably out there on the internet somewhere. But anyhow, that's something to think about. One electron is all electrons. Now, we know all the molecules have electrons spinning around them, different amounts. You know, hydrogen 1, uranium 92. And that brings me to the thing about different sets of information. You know, just, I don't know how many in the listening audience are on Twitter, but I'm on Twitter. And you can find out about a lot of my opinions. I make intelligent statements when I'm on Twitter. Some people like them, whatever. If they don't, that's fine too. But I don't waste my occasionally I write jokes on Twitter too. And if you're interested in following, it's simply Tom Edison Prez, Prez. That is my hashtag. That's how you can actually scope my tweets. Go to my Tom Edison Prez, Prez. That's where I'm at. And I follow some of the Pleiadians. I follow some of the Galactic Federation of Light people who are out there tweeting and representing the Galactic Federation of Light and the members. I believe it's Pleiadians, Syrians, Arcturians, and there's a few others. I'm not the expert on that. I just know the general information. But there's somebody, if you're on Twitter, somebody to definitely follow that's informing the people of Earth about a lot about unwritten history that's part of our planet that they know about, and it's Cobra Info 1. Spelled just like it sounds, Cobra Info 1. The hashtag is Cobra Info 1. And you'll get a lot of informative information that is being shared with our human race at the point. They talk about the event coming. I can't wait because that's when they're finally going to land their crafts, show their faces, and arrest the cabal and all the bad guys and you know, change the whole social structure of Earth for the better. Good things are coming. Light at the end of the tunnel, but it's not happening fast enough. That's why I talk about 5G and chemtrails every week. We have to basically solve this problem ourselves. Apparently, you ought to know government is not going to do anything about it. In fact, I've talked to somebody who's down in Washington trying to lobby the senators, except that's a hard wheel to get turning down there, especially if you don't have money to bribe them. I mean, and he isn't really he's trying valiantly, but he ends up talking to the interns of the senators and the secretaries and stuff. He doesn't really get to talk to the senators, unfortunately. Well, you know, I could have told him that, but, you know, maybe he'll luck out. But if it's, the reality is, even if he gets a few of the senators, because that's where the problem has to be solved legally, because of all the laws since 1996 where they've taken control away of local communities, where your town can't prohibit these people, but there's ways to get around that. I'm the inventor of Plan B of everything. But unfortunately, what the there's a disease infecting planet Earth, and it's called unresponsiveness. You know, I don't know when this actually started, but it's epidemic proportions. It's gotten worse over time. When I was a child, people were a little more responsive, and as time has gone on, it's gotten worse and worse and worse, and people are unresponsive, unbelievably. Hey, I'm running for president of the United States. It's out there. Go to BBS Radio, the show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m., Station 1. Click on the name of the show. Click on my name, and you'll find all about me running for president. You can even pick me up on your cell phone, 2020presidenttomedison.com. I'm one of the few people running for president that made my site common sense lookable from a cell phone, which is just showing off my creativity and the ability to adapt to a situation. That's the kind of person that should be the president of the United States. I hate politics myself. Let's face it, with President Trump tweeting all the time and in the news all the time, making statements that mainstream media just likes to play on. Recently in England, and I was a little disappointed, you know. It seems like he's turning into a politician now. Their government is turned into a dictatorship, basically. They've stifled freedom of speech, believe it or not. People should be paying attention to this because they want to do the same thing here. But I don't think they're going to pull it off here. But they've succeeded in doing that in good old, merry old England. Of course, it's Britain now, along with Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, the British Isles. But the Prime Minister, the woman, she has a lot of bad nicknames already. This woman is like, she doesn't know her from a hole in the ground, you know what I mean? And he's complimenting her, where he was talking against her a couple of months ago. And so I don't know what that's all about, but, you know, the woman doesn't deserve any accolades or any compliments whatsoever, because I have a lot of Twitter followers. I follow a lot of people in Britain, and it's a horrid situation going on over there. Britain is now more of a dictatorship than a monarchy or anything, certainly not a democracy, not a republic anymore either, because they're stifling free speech. People are putting in jail for saying the wrong things. It's just insanity. Well, that's why I'm kind of annoyed with President Trump, what he's doing. But, you know, that's why I keep telling people, I'm the most qualified person that ever ran for president of the United States, because I understand just about everything that's going on. You know, we can start with my first day of office. We can start with disclosure. I'll just make the statement. Hey, you've been lied to your whole life. The ETs are here. They've been here for millions of years. They come and they go, and they're all in our solar system now watching to see how this plays out. And they're going to come down and show us. That's it. I don't need to tell you where the secret military bases are, where the bad ETs are hanging out with the military, helping them make more deadly weapons, because that's all bad ETs do. They want to help us destroy ourselves, and that's what the 5G is all about, you know? And by the way, Mr. Charles from ET Yoga there, I listened to some of his show before my show came on, and he happened to make the statement, he doesn't know what could possibly be good about 5G. Well, health-wise, of course it's no good, but the good aspect of 5G is in the profit that the companies are making. The people that make the wire, they're putting up all new wires. The people that manufacture the wires that are going to be using, and the insulators, which tells you they're going to be using high voltage, pumping it into these little transmitters. The companies that make all the other electric parts, they're all making big money hand over fist on this. The people that with the solar panels are manufacturing solar panels, they're making big, big money. And so those are the good things, if you want to look at that as being a good thing. There's more work for people in those industries, and those industries are making profits, if we can call that good. So, and the people who make the floodlights are making money hand over fist, who have the contracts to do this for the telecommunication companies. Of course, for the health of every human being, and including people, you need to think your pets too are going to be harmed by this when they turn it on. We want it not to be turned on. Hey, I'm out there. I don't know what to do. I tweet the people who are representing Galactic Federation, Galactic Confederation. I tweet them and tell them, listen, you know, before you, I know you're busy doing other things, but you can't ignore this. And you guys, come on, if you can stop nuclear missiles from being launched, you shouldn't have no problem shutting this down, because it's really a gun being pointed at our head, and it's, I don't see it going away by itself. It'd be nice if you did something, and tell us that you did something. I've even asked them, hey, you know, I'm running for president in 2020. You ought to be supportive of somebody like me who knows how to solve problems. And on top of that, you ought to take me seriously. I tweet these ET representatives that you guys don't know everything. You know, you need to be consulting people who have schooled themselves to be intelligent human beings like myself. What, are you afraid to make contact? I don't know what to do to get these people. Again, they're suffering from the disease of unresponsiveness, too. They don't understand that how things really work here on Earth. You know, I've tweeted them like 95% of the government people are crooks. They lack wisdom. They're untrustworthy. And so if you're planning on working agreements with the so-called governments, these people, you can't trust them, first of all. And the most intelligent people on planet Earth are not in government, and you should be interested in contacting the intelligent people. Yeah, I know you. Your chosen guy is Corey Good. Seems like a nice guy. I've listened to him. He's got a lot of informative information, but I'll tell you one thing right now, and I'm not saying this to put him down or anything, but he's no solution person. He's no strategist. He's no leader. That's why I'm running for president, because I'm a leader. I know how to take command of any situation. I know how to orchestrate 1,000 things at one time. I know how to play 10,000 games of chess simultaneously. I know how to use the art of conversation, and I just know. I've got the gift of knowingness. And people, I'm not the only one in this world like that, but those are the people they need to be communicating with. And they're not. And apparently they're not listening to what I'm tweeting either. Well, maybe they're just like everybody else that important. They don't read the tweets to them, maybe. They only just tweet. They don't read the comments on what they tweet, maybe. But somebody in the Galactic Federation has to be somebody with some authority that... The word should have got passed along to, hey, there's people that want to communicate with you and help you do what you're doing. And apparently, from what I hear from the Goldberg guy, what's going on, they're taking care of a lot of serious business that we could never do ourselves, probably. And that's why I send my love and gratitude to them for doing that. But don't underestimate the enemies in our world here. And you need the help of people that have been living physical lives that know about all the evil going on. And I'm pretty well informed about it because I grew up amongst evil people. I hate to say it, but it was rough. Anyhow, that's it. It's unresponsiveness. So I don't know. Is it something that hangs around? Is this some disease that hangs around planet Earth or in our solar system? Because I think the ETs are inflicted with this now, too. They don't understand about responding to humans that have, that know a few more things than they do about certain things here on Earth. And nobody in the galaxy is going to convince me that the ETs know everything about Earth and that it is true that some of us on Earth know more about what's going on here than they do. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they believe. But I just know that's true because from listening to their tweets, I can see what's missing. You know, there's a way to find out truth indirectly sometimes. And I've said it before, I think, but I'll say it again. Even Jesus himself, who is the appointed ruler and commander-in-chief of our universe, and there are many universes out there, and the Galactic Federation should know this, but they don't seem to understand the importance of what... I think maybe they ought to read all the information that we have on him or what's in the official universal records. But one of his statements that is written down in scripture is that certain things the people of Earth know better at doing than the people of light. So you can't be contradicting Jesus here. So members of the Galactic Federation or those who are listening to me that have some connections with them on a more personal level, put the information out there, you know? Don't ignore us because there's certain things that, you know, you're doing a lot of work, but we can help you do that work, and we'll all get this thing moving a little faster if you do some more communication with the people on Earth who have the knowledge that you don't. And the knowledge I'm talking about is how to deal with the trash that runs our world. There's a lot of ins and outs to it, and we don't want to wait for the event to happen because there's too many bad things on the menu. The work is in the pipeline. 5G, it's ready to go. You know, we can't wait for the galactic pulse of light to get here. We can't wait for the Pleiadians to anchor in the love vibrations. This matter has to be dealt with now, or millions upon millions of innocent people are going to be suffering and dying. And it all can be stopped quite quickly if you, the members of the Galactic Federation, break free of this unresponsive attitude of yours that you're above us or something and that humans can't offer some positive information to the situation, because I know we could. I mean, I have my request out there, an interesting quote that came from Cobra Info 1, that there's going to be money set aside when they reset the banking system for the good people of Earth to do something good with. And I put in my request for that already, and I treat it every week. But right now, you know, I need, don't tell me about manifesting the money. I don't have time for that. I need the money now, and I can solve these problems now without even being the president. All I need is the money. In fact, that's why I run for president, because with that position of authority, I have access to all the problems, and I can simply lay out the game plan to take care of all the issues. It's really that easy when you know how to solve problems. And I don't believe anybody in the Galactic Federation, you know, prove me wrong, knows how to solve problems better than I do. Because, you know, when you have to deal with problems living on a, we call it the, it's known as the prison planet, when You have to deal with bad entities around you 24/7. You learn a lot of techniques about solving problems. And you're living in a world ruled by money and you don't have any money. Well, you learn to be creative. And you devise plans. And eventually you fine-tune your abilities to where you're the best. And that's where I am when it comes to solving problems. I have a tremendous track history of the jobs I've been involved in and the work I've done in my life. You know, I never was interested in money. Maybe that's one mistake I've made. But regardless of that, I'm the guy who says, look, just give me enough of the money and I'll show you how all these problems can be fixed in a very short period of time. And I'll emphasize this again. We who are at the mercy of the idiots who are trying to kill us on a mass scale, Agenda 21, depopulate the Earth by 95%, we cannot wait for the event to happen. We have to solve these issues now, like tomorrow or next week. You know? I mean, sure, I understand, you know, you're coming from a realm where you're in eternal existence already, and you've got all the time in the world. But things are moving way too fast here, and there's just too many bad projects in the pipeline. Meanwhile, more toxins have been sprayed on us by the chemtrails. And let's face it, most people are too lazy to work on themselves. You know, there's the mention of the essential oils, the Angora crystals. How many people out there have that and work with that? Not that many. General population still believes the doctors are there to help them. That's how dumb they are. They still believe in the pharmaceutical commercials. That's how dumb they are. And they need to for us to take them out of harm's way because they're going to be microwaved to death. And they're ready to be poisoned. Poison in the food, poison in the water, get more chemtrail poison on top of all of that. And Agenda 20, bad plans like Agenda 21, ruling families that want to just promote a new world order in which they rule like massive dictators, you know, and we have to save ourselves to some extent. But I just had to say that because it's imperative that, fine, if you're here from the Galactic Federation and you're here to save the Earth, well, you need to contact people like me. I'm easy to get a hold of. All you have to do is go to BBS Radio, the radio station, way better than Coast to Coast, because we have those not obnoxious commercials I've mentioned before. You know, they have some interesting guests on, and I've listened to their shows, and there's informative people, but they got 10 to 15 minutes of commercials, and then the rest of the half an hour is for the guests. And then back to more, 10, 15 minutes of commercials. What kind of BS is that? And the commercials they have is contrary to the information of the guests. You know, who's paying for commercials on shows like that? Pharmaceutical companies, radiation doctors? Come on, please. What a contradiction. Well, that's my case, and that's why BBS Radio is better than C2C. And that's it, whether they like it or not. And that's another obnoxious thing I can't stand. You know, I've tried to contact these people at Coast to Coast, and they just ignore. I've heard that from other people, that they just don't respond to people. Well, isn't that really loving of them to be so like that? Plus, if you call into this show, you can get through. You know, and they use phone. They have their phone and callers. I can't believe how many times I've listened to that show, and it's the same three clowns keep calling up all the time. You know, like, come on, the lines are jammed with real callers, and you still want to have your three clowns call up every show, practically. Like, please. I mean, I don't get it. Anybody can call into my show and you can talk about anything, really. But hey, number's 888-627-6008. So that's it. I see it. The Galactic Federation of Light, they're suffering from unresponsiveness. Pleiadians are suffering from unresponsiveness. Maybe the whole universe is suffering from unresponsiveness. But no, that's not true. When you put your thoughts out there, the universe does respond. And we're all connected to it, whether you like it or not. You're connected to it. Your thoughts are projecting out there. Some thoughts are more forceful than others because your intention behind it has a lot to do with it. And it all traverses at the speed of 10 to the 41st power per second, which is basically instantaneous. It happens. Interesting comment about our universe flicking in and out of existence. Well, I don't know. It sounds, you know, I can't say whether it is or not, but it'd be nice if somebody had some science behind it. You know, there are those of us who can understand complicated science, at least make an attempt to try to explain it. And a little more than the light bulb going on and off. Yeah, talk about speed. Yeah, say I just jump from one thing to another. All I got to say, hey, this is an educational show. This is about things going, yeah, with the conversation. I listened to a little of James Gillian and his show early this evening, and he had a Native American on, and they talked about Bigfoot disappearing. I think James himself said he saw a Bigfoot disappear, vanish. So I just wanted to answer that. Well, the obvious answer is Bigfoot has the ability to speed up his vibrations fast enough, because once you, once every cell in your body is vibrating faster than what the eye can perceive, it's like you're not there. You know, that's how angels move about us and other invisible creatures. Because they're vibrating so fast, it's beyond the comprehension of the human eye, and that's why we don't see them. And apparently some creatures have the ability to lower and raise their vibrational frequency. So if you had the ability, you were a Bigfoot, and you wanted to disappear, and you had that ability to raise your vibrational frequency, you don't really have to leave the third dimension. You just have to vibrate faster, and you become invisible. Something that a lot of people haven't thought about, but that's the basic understanding of becoming invisible. When you're vibrating so fast, that's why it's been said, if you could somehow be plucked from this earth and brought before God as a human, you wouldn't even know you're before God, because obviously pure white light vibrating the fastest of the fastest, you wouldn't see anything. That's why it is, as the information is out there, that you have to be a pure spirit before you get to leave the heavenly realms to the special place known as paradise. And you have to be in that pure spiritual form in order for you to interact with God on that level. And an interesting thing, because connecting with Native Americans here, they often use the word grandfather. Now, hey, the information has been revealed to the human race that the one known as grandfather was the first human to make it back to God. You know, your personality comes directly from the Heavenly Father, right? Really, I find puzzling. All the members of the Galactic Federation refer to God as Source, but it's not a personal relationship. That, in that way, we have been invited into the family by the Lord Jesus Christ. when he taught people about praying directly to the Heavenly Father by addressing Him as the Heavenly Father. And then we should have a love for God as we would for our real Father, because the Heavenly Father is the creator, source of all there is. Of course, God is also known as the Trinity. Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit. Infinite Spirit sometimes referred to as the Holy Ghost, and maybe 50 other variations on that. But what I'm telling you, this is all from the galactic records, which were shared with mankind, I don't know, 80, 85 years ago, something like that. And what's interesting to notice about these records, what was shared with the human race, apparently from, you know, I can deduce things from what people are tweeting about what their knowledge is, and sometimes you get tweaked back. And I quickly found out that the Galactic Federation of Light is working with a different set of facts than what was shared with the human race 80 to 85 years ago via the fifth epochal revelation. So when the Galactic Federation talks about the quarantine of Earth, it's a completely different quarantine than the one I was already familiar with. And I got a lot of negative comments on that when I said, wait a second, this, you got that wrong. You saw that. And then they're trying to defend their statements, and I just had to let it go, and I realized that, okay, we're working with two sets of different information here. And this is a very important point to keep in mind, you know? And it's further proof that they, from the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions, don't know everything. And there's certain things that we've been given access to here on Earth that they don't know about. So we can be co-teachers when they finally show up and exchange notes, as the saying goes. In fact, that's one of the comments I make in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I have to do a little sales pitch for it here, because the No Good Book Company that I had to pay money to get this book printed, what they did for me in advertising is like close to nothing. So I have to take on the responsibility of doing my own advertising. Hey, I tell everybody, buy it. Guarantee that if you buy that book, Connect the Dots Theory, and you can download it in iTunes, and just Google it, and then you'll see all the opportunities you have. You can even get to preview it when you Google it, Connect the Dots Theory. I guarantee anybody who reads that book, you will walk away a more educated person. I don't care how much knowledge you have, because in that book, I put knowledge and information that nobody ever talks about. Things that I've stumbled along, experiences that I've had, that to this date I haven't had met one person who's had the same experiences or has access to the same knowledge. Prove me wrong, okay? You buy the book and you prove to me that you didn't learn one thing in it, call me up on the radio and challenge me. And I'll give you the money back you paid for that book, okay? If you can honestly say, after, and it's an easy book to read, 100 pages of text, but the pictures will blow you away, and the diagrams will blow you away, and enlighten you to things that nobody else talks about, and apparently nobody else has pictures about, because I haven't seen many books, but hey, prove me wrong, you know? I don't worry about things like that. I'll say, thank you for showing me my error, okay? And I was wrong. Yeah, somebody else had that already. But I even challenged the Galactic Federation of Light. That's why I asked them to listen, tune in to my show. That's why I asked them to call in, you know? Because I guarantee if they buy copies of the book, download it, or whatever they do, and do things, or, you know, they want to get free, cheap previews by Googling it. You can look at some of the pages, but that's not the whole story, because Connected Dots Theory is more like 100 theories in one book. It's not just one theory. It's a multifarious. Look that word up, too. Most people don't know what it means, but it's on the cover of the book. And I guarantee that they'll learn something too from the book. I don't care if you're Pleiadian, Syrian, Arcturian. I guarantee you will learn something from my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Because some of the things I talk about, you can only experience by being a human in human form, living a life on planet Earth. You know? And, but besides that, I have a way of connecting things that is better than most people. And sometimes I just put the pieces together better than anybody has done before. I'm not going to lie about it. I know there's some people out there are like, well, you're on an ego trip. No, I'm not an ego trip. Hey, when you know you're good at something, you know you're good at something. I know the things I'm good at. I'm good at a lot of things, right? You know, I've paid my dues in life. I've listened to other people till I was sick of listening to other people. And I question everything, too. You know? I mean, I give everyone the opportunity, hey, you know, come up with something new, I'll accept what you're saying until I find out it's not true. So, if I say I know this, you know, I have ethics, I have standards, I can back up what I'm saying. Yeah, and sometimes there's the situation, well, you're both right. You know, I can explain something from this perspective and be right, and you can come and explain it from another perspective and also be right. You're both right. That was in a commercial, I think, once on TV. You know, there's people talking about the Archons, and but I've created my own way of explaining things. I came up with the term thought attraction flypaper, and I explained it in my book how it works, how things latch onto you. It's the law of attraction, of course, but I think thought attraction flypaper paints a better image. And I invent things, you know. If I find a better way of explaining something, I invent that better way, and then I use my terms. And I like my thought attraction flypaper way better than Archons. But I understand what they're talking about. Then I've got other things, the overseers of mankind. Well, there are many overseers of mankind. That's just a generalized term to get us to think that, yeah, our lives are being looked into and interacted with by other sources in the universe. And, of course, God has the right and opportunity and at his discretion to interact with anyone and anything, anytime, any place, anywhere, because it's his universe. So does the Lord Jesus Christ. What's important about the Lord Jesus Christ? I'll say it again. You're not going to find this in the Bible, but there's more reliable information on Jesus, who has another name in the heavenly realms. It's one of the Michaels. Anyhow, regardless of I believe you know who I'm talking about. The fact of the matter is, it's a historical record in the galactic records that it was August 15th in the year 29 A.D. that all power in heaven, in the heavenly realms, and on earth was awarded to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why there's power in his name. When you're in a bad spot and you don't know what else to do, you can say, in the name of Jesus, please help me, and he will save you. In fact, I've got it. Reminds me of an interesting story. You don't have to make judgments when we meet people. And there was this one person that her purpose in life was she wanted to come to Earth and help the people afflicted with AIDS, and that's how she dedicated her life to. And so she went in a lot of bad neighborhoods and went into bars and stuff like that. And she told me that I have no reason to doubt this woman would lie about anything, you know, whether she was a walk-in or whatever. But and I got to know her very well. no reason to believe she was going to lie about anything. So, because I knew her purpose in life, and I knew that her allegiance was to the Lord Jesus Christ. And she told me she was in this bar once sitting at a table, because she would have to go to these places to meet and find these people afflicted with AIDS. I guess they're trying to drink their troubles away or what. And she's sitting at this table, and this drunk jerk comes over and starts bothering her. And she says, she tells him to get away, but he doesn't want to listen. He keeps bothering her. We know these people. If you've ever been to a bar, they're out there. They're in every bar. So she's tired of nicely telling him to get away. So she stands up, pushes out her hand towards this jerk, and says, "In the name of Jesus, get away from me." And as the story was told to me, the man was tossed 20 feet in the air to the other side of the bar on the floor. 20 feet, mind you, in a crowded bar. And gets up and just silently walks over to the side and sits down. Doesn't say a word. But what was really interesting, no one in the bar saw this happen. Now, that's the power of the name of Jesus if you're connected in the right way and you use it the right way. Any further explanation? I'll leave it up to your speculation. But it's a true story. I only tell true stories. And I have no reason to believe it wasn't a true story. And here's another true story. We're talking about, it was mentioned when James Gilliam was talking to the Native American. And I've seen some many amazing things out at Native American places. It was mentioned about drumming. Well, I came to the conclusion, usually drumming takes place around a fire. Well, there's some magical connection that happens when you have a fire going and there's a circle of people drumming around it. A magical connection takes place. If you're not tuned in to the spiritual world, you might not see too much happening. You might feel it, but if you have the opportunity where you're just your vision has been enhanced, there was a certain fire. I talk about this in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. There was a certain drum circle fire going on, and I looked up, which most people don't do. This was happening at night, and no more than, I don't know, 8 to 10 feet above the fire were all these sparkling points of energy connected with what I could see, lines of energy, faint lines of energy forming geometric patterns, which were probably correlates of platonic solids, but they were nothing identifiable. And it extended up into the sky, and it scoped down to about 8 to 10 feet over the fire. Nobody else appeared to notice this, but I could see it clear as day. Then something tells me, telepathic communication, obviously, from some entity, tells me, squat down. I was about 10, 15 feet from the edge of the circle. Squat down on the ground and put your hands out like a frog puts its digits out onto the ground. And no sooner than I did that, I felt the pulsing of the earth in concentric circles of energy coming from around the drum circle. And I could feel it rippling under the ground. And it was a steady pulse. One would come every 2 or 3 seconds or 4 seconds. And I could feel it like it was like a groundhog pushing up the earth up against me. It was traveling under it. But it was pulsations of the earth. And at the same time, I could see that the ground around the fire was lifting up a few inches and coming down, like as if breathing. Now, this is the Earth coming alive, and it had to do, the connection was made with the drum circle around the fire and the bringing down of the sparkle points out of the sky. Wow, what an experience. It's in my book, and I explain it a little more in detail. In fact, it's I think it's in chapter 2, maybe page 9. I got a drawing of what it looked like there, too. But this is reality that happens, and Native Americans have good spiritual connections. I've talked to other Native Americans, they're brain dead. I've talked to the ones that don't experience these phenomena, and they don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So, you know, they're spiritually evolved Native Americans, and there's ones that are, they've gotten lost in the matrix somehow. They've lost their spiritual connections. What can I say? And that is why people should buy Connect the Dots Theory, because you'll learn about all these amazing stories, you know. Another Native American story, I'm at a concert, didn't have tickets, so I was hanging out in the parking lot, you know. This is a long time ago. I was at a Grateful Dead concert, and it was cold out, so there was a couple barrels out in the parking lot. We had fires going, and there was one guy dressed very Native American, you know, outfit. Him and a few of his Native American buddies were at the other barrel. I'm hanging around with about a dozen people around one barrel to keep warm in the parking lot while the concert was going out. We're hanging out, getting high, you know, the whole deal. So the Native American guy from the other barrel walks over to our barrel, doesn't say a word. It was a cloudy day that day. Cups his hands and crawls out into the sky. And 2 seconds later, we get a crackling of thunder in response to what he did. And everybody, we all just look at each other. And then he just silently walks back over to his Native American buddies. Now, there was no storms in the sky. It was cloudy. But the fact that he was able to crawl into the sky and get a response of thunder shows the interconnectedness. It's proof of the interconnectedness of our world. We just have to make the attempt to connect with it or gain the knowledge to do it, and it is a living organism. That's right, even the universe is living. So much information has been given to people of Earth, and it's just like gathering dust. Like Sumerian clay tablets that are just in a warehouse gathering dust. They haven't been deciphered yet. It's just like unbelievable the amount of information. I mean, just the amount of information that's come my way. Like, I've got an hour radio show here. I could talk now to the end of time or till the event, at least, whenever that happens, or to the year 2025. That's the and I still wouldn't be done trying to communicate everything that I've come across. There's that much information out there, and I suck it up like a sponge. I've got a pretty good memory, you know, and I hold on to that, and I correlate it. I've got a file cabinet in my brain, and it goes from here to the moon and back, and because I got a trained brain. You know, you got a brain, you got to train it. It's like a computer. You got to train it to work for you. That's why I'm good at solving problems, because I've got everything I've witnessed or personally dealt with or watched in movies or TV shows or seen other people. I have all those solutions, plus I have the formula how to create new solutions out of existing solutions. And that's why I claim to be the best person at solutions. Better than anybody in any dimension. I'll make that statement. Hey, prove me wrong. Maybe I'll run across somebody that's better at solutions than me someday, but I haven't yet. And so I have the right to claim that title. And it helps build my confidence too. And I'm really good at solutions. I mean, it's really, when you get good at solving problems, it's easy. It's a matter of, like, you ask a few questions and you're narrowing it down, and then all of a sudden you got it. It's there. Bingo. Well, are we in the same timeline or not? I still, you know, that's an interesting conversation all the time, you know. Things, I know the bit about the South American continent. It seems to be out in the ocean more than the older maps show it. I came across, before I even heard two people talking about that, I noticed that myself. But, you know, there's still other possibilities. Could be just bad map makers, you know. People make mistakes all the time, and believe me, when I read books, I have never read a book that didn't have a mistake in it, you know? I don't care whose book it is. I've always found mistakes in people's book, which brings me to the question, does anybody really proofread before they put things out, or are the proofreaders that bad, claim they proofread it, and didn't, you know, really do it? Because I find mistakes in everybody's books. And the point of me saying is this, that if I can find a mistake in just about everybody's book I've ever read, whether they misspell the word or wrote the word twice, which, you know, which is proof it really wasn't thoroughly proofread, or made some other dumb mistakes, if I can find this in every book I've ever read, mistakes, not big ones, so can the map makers make mistakes. And I tend to lean more to that because a continental shift of that many, 3,000 miles or something like that, that doesn't happen in a short period of time. So, you know, it's more likely that the map makers, I mean, that's what I'm placing my money on, the thing about the South American continent being more out in the Atlantic. I place that on the map makers making a blunder, and the blunder was copied from one map maker to the next, and nobody rechecked the facts. And the fact that South America sticks more out into the Atlantic now is because we have more sophisticated map making techniques, and we have the satellites up there that can tell us more accurately what was going on. Hey, the old maps, they didn't have satellites to get the information. They were using other techniques, and they weren't that accurate, apparently. So that's my take on that. Hey, listen, we're coming to the end of the show pretty soon. So listen, go to BBS Radio, Station 1, Saturday, 10 p.m. Click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots. It'll take you to the CD Baby link, you know. I have a right to talk about my songs as being great. That's why I have two albums on CD Baby. When you press on the link, it takes you right to CD Baby, and you see my two albums there. The first one's called Songs Better Than Dylan. You know, I put so much philosophy into those songs, they're worth listening to. It'll make you a smarter person. And on top of that, They're easy listening, too. And a lot of the songs, I did the whole song myself. No backup, whatever. Did a Paul McCartney thing. You know, remember his first album he put out, if you know your musical history? He played all the instruments. Well, on some of these songs, I'm doing everything. Then, it's worth checking out, you know? And what's great about CD Baby, you can buy just one song or download just one song. You don't have to buy the whole album. You get a preview of each one. So do it. You know, I need some support for my presidential run. I need donations, too. Go to my 2020 presidenttomedison.com. Spelled just like it is. President, my name, TomEdison.com. 2020 presidenttomedison.com. And, give me a PayPal donation or something, because I need some help. I can't do it all by myself. Hey, you listen, if I had Trump's money, I could do it all by myself. I would just pay people to do what needs to be doing and get my face out there. In fact, if I had Trump's money, I'd start my own mainstream media. In fact, I tweet people all the time, give me the money and we'll set up a mainstream media that counters mainstream media where we talk the truth only. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. You listened before, you know how I do it. It ends with music. You hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? And I hope you're the partying kind. It's another song worth listening to. Especially if you're a party person, you'll understand what I'm talking about there. And that's followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. You know, and it's an anthem for you, too, if you want to be somebody. On the survey for over 50 weeks in the New York area here. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown. And here it goes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. All alone, I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I caught their eye.